This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 612, how to use despite and whereas for high IELTS scores.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn valuable grammar structures for high-level contrast words to ensure better scores in IELTS speaking and writing.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead. Take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hey, Jessica, how you feeling today?
I'm okay. I actually think my voice is getting better. Does it sound better than when we first started talking today?
It's clearing right up. It's clearing right up. Yeah.
Getting better all the time. You guys, Lindsay and I just completed the amazing Boston immersion adventure, and I lost my voice a little bit. But that's okay. It's totally worth it. It's going to be fine like tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, it was an amazing weekend where our students came to Boston. We put them through a series of challenges to improve their English and connect with natives. Guys, if you don't listen to the All Ears English podcast, you definitely should be so that you can hear about our next live events happening in 2019. So tune in, go subscribe to that podcast as well as this one.
Yeah, for sure, you guys. I mean, so much of getting beyond that 7 in speaking and writing. And well, the whole test for that matter, reading and listening to, the way to approach above a 7, get towards that 8, that 9, is being more natural in English, right? And that's what the other podcast, All Ears English, that's what that's trying to encourage and teach you guys how to do. So definitely, guys, you should be listening to that podcast as well.
Oh, yeah. It is very, very natural and spontaneous, for sure. For sure. All right. Cool. Awesome. So today, Jessica, we had some questions from our students in our 3 Keys IELTS course. There, if you guys are in the course, you are able to ask Facebook questions anytime. So do we have some kind of grammary linking word questions today?
Yes, I love that grammary. Guys, listeners, that's not a word, but native speakers can make stuff up.
We make stuff up. Yeah.
Yeah, we're lucky, guys, but you'll get there. You'll get there. Okay. So it's about the grammar related to 2 contrast words, despite and whereas. So these are interesting, guys, and these are linking words you guys will definitely use in writing task 1 and task 2 and all over the speaking test, right? So yeah. I think it's really worthwhile to take some notes today on these structures, okay? All right, so this is the first question. I saw a post on the internet that made me so confused. It's about the use of whereas. In task 1 writing, we need to write comparisons, right? I always use whereas between 2 subjects. However, this post says, and then it quotes, overall, it is apparent that whereas football remained popular throughout the period, basketball experienced a significant fall in popularity. And so the student is confused because the whereas comes at a different place, right? It's not between the 2 things being compared. It's like at the beginning of the clause. So when I read that example, did that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense because it seems like we can chunk this out a little bit, right? Because how did it start? It said, overall, it's apparent that Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that introduction phrase, right? This is great for the overall trend in writing task one. Mm-hmm. And then the that has to be followed by an independent clause or structure. So, right? And then you need a comma after that. And that's what was missing and made it a little clunky, a little confusing. So overall comma. It is apparent that, comma, and then whereas football remained popular throughout the period, comma, basketball experienced a significant fall in popularity. So, like traditionally, right, when we're learning linking words and these sentence structures, it would be the other way around, right? So you guys would usually write and usually read, basketball experienced a significant fall, whereas football remained popular, right? Like that's comfortable. I think this other way, it can be a little bit clunky because it's unfamiliar, but it's totally grammatically correct.
Yeah, it's just a little, it makes it feel longer. Putting whereas towards the beginning, I mean, we can separate out that overall it's apparent that that's kind of a separate piece, right? That independent clause. And then having it start with whereas, it's a little bit less traditional, but it works.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So this is the key, guys. Write this stuff down. This is a structure you guys should use in your own overall trends when you're comparing two things, or anytime in task one and task two when you're comparing. So this is the key for a high grade in grammar, right? We need to know the pieces of the sentences, just like in Three Keys IELTS, guys. Mm-hmm. The system tells you exactly this, like the structures you need and how to reorganize the chunks. So you just need like impressive sentence structures, just like a few of them, like three, and then know how you can reorganize those, the chunks of the sentences into different orders.
You don't
need like 20 different structures. Just take three structures and be able to play with them in a way that it looks like more variety.
Yeah. And we give you guys those structures inside the course. And a few months ago, we did a webinar where we showed you guys some of those. I think students make a common mistake in thinking that they can't even start IELTS until they've memorized a grammar textbook, all the tenses and everything, right? Big mistake, big misconception.
Right, exactly, you guys. You could, as long as you're intermediate level or higher, you could start right now studying for IELTS and Three Keys. Okay, so let's see. I'm looking for the second question. It's about despite. All right, let's see. Is this the correct use of despite? It feels weird to me. If it's not correct, how could I write it properly? Okay, so Lindsay, listeners, listen to this sentence. Despite high rate of unemployment is severe in the city, more than 150 people have been hired by this company. Okay, so that doesn't sound right.
Seems weird to me.
How do we use despite? Like, what is the grammar of despite? What comes after that?
Yeah. Well, let me throw out another example. Maybe that's easier from the dictionary. So it means in spite of. Here's a correct example. Despite all of my work, I still failed the exam. So it can come at the beginning of the sentence, right?
Yeah.
So despite something, something else happened.
So this is important, right? Because again, it's one structure, but these two clauses can go in any order, right? Just like the whereas clauses, they can go in any order. So that's the first thing to know. But then the next thing to know is that despite has to be followed by a noun clause, right? So we have to say, despite the high rate of unemployment, comma, right? So that noun clause could also be verb ing, because that's a noun, right? That becomes a noun. So we could say, despite having a high rate of unemployment, right? So that's what follows despite. And this grammar is mistaken, mm-hmm. is used in error all the time with yeah. despite, guys. So just be clear, despite by itself, followed by a noun clause, right? And then comma, and then independent clause. And then despite the fact that can be followed by an independent clause. So subject verb. Despite the fact that the city has a high rate of unemployment. So that's really long. And we could just shorten that, make it more direct by just despite plus noun.
Yeah, I mean, these are just formulas, guys, that you want to just take a closer look at, maybe get used to saying them in conversation. They're a little formal, but get used to writing them out before test day, not on test day.
Yeah, no. Despite is, you know, both of these are, they are like formal. I don't think I use this in like daily conversation. Mm. Despite the fact that I am hungry, I cannot have lunch. Like, so you have to know the appropriacy. Mm-hmm. So these would be totally awesome in speaking part three, but it is something you have to practice because we don't naturally speak like this. So I think it's useful to, in preparation for speaking part three, you guys, get some questions and then actually write out your answers. Okay. Yeah. Make yourself use these formal linking words, these more impressive grammar structures and more high level vocabulary, because these things aren't natural, but you have to do it to get high scores in speaking part three. So a good way to prepare is to write out some answers first and then practice saying them out loud.
Yeah, I love that idea. But make yourself do this, guys, because again, it's just about a few grammar structures. But if you can get them, you can push that score up strategically. It's about being smart how we spend our time. It's not about memorizing a textbook of, you know, in the back of the book, you see all those crazy grammar structures. We're not memorizing those.
No, man, you only have to write one task one, one task two. You only have to talk for like 11 to 14 minutes on the speaking test. You guys don't need 1,000 different structures, right? And this grammar we're talking about today, this is just math. I mean, this is how it's presented in the course, right? Especially for writing task one, when we're telling you the exact structures you need to use. You don't need to use any other sentence structures. They are all in the course, okay? And it's just math. It's just take this piece plus this piece, flip them around sometimes, boom. Like put the numbers here, that's it.
And then doing it often enough that it becomes natural on test day. That's all it is, guys.
Of course, totally. Yeah.
So cool.
Awesome.
So cool.
So guys, if you want to see those structures and stop memorizing too much information, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
All right. Very cool. Well, thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. And I hope that voice gets better pretty soon here. I hope you feel better.
It will. Yeah. Don't worry, by tomorrow. All better. Mm-hmm. All right, Lindsay. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.